In so many parts of the world, people are living lives which are crushed, which are exploited by the ravages of corruption, dysfunctional government, violence, mutual hatred within community, persecution. They don't need to have Lent as 40 days to remind them of the suffering which goes on for months, years. The suffering which has wrecked the structures of their society, destroyed any expectation that they can look forward to comfort, security, to a life which many in the world regard as normal. A house, regular food, an income, good schools, good hospitals, proper treatment, proper enforcement of law, honesty in government, honesty in enterprise, in farming, in administration. Things that many in the world take for granted, and many, many more have to face the reality. They just don't exist. So Lent is a time to remind them that their daily condition, terrible as it is in the end finite. Sometime there will be change. It may be slow, the change to come. Death may overtake us before that change comes. But there will be change. In the end, evil is buried. Evil is overcome by goodness. But the difficulty with structural injustice and poor government, as I call them, is that it's very difficult to put a timescale on it. So often he says, oh, it'll be another year and then it'll all change, or 2 years, or 6 months, or another election. But the reality is that some of these problems go much deeper. And once people are infected with the evil of pride, of greed, of a sense of exploitation of the weak, of inability to take decisions to improve the basic situation of so many people. So often when that happens, the time gets longer and longer before recovery is seen. And there are many parts of the world where there has been violence and fighting and revolution and bad government, which has brought untold misery to millions and millions of people, mostly innocent, poor, and exploited. And yet each one valuable to God in a unique way. And those people know Lent as a daily experience without an end. They're not powerful enough to bring about the change that everyone else can see is so needed. They haven't got the financial means to redistribute wealth in a way that would ensure justice for them. And yet, their Lent is something that they have to come to terms with on a daily basis. But it is for them also a moment to see it as Lent. Because seeing it as Lent is to see that they are in a privileged position with regard to Christ. Christ became man, suffered and died. Those of us who suffer and then die because of poor government, because of exploitation and violence, civil war, because of structural injustice, know that they are alongside Christ in a way that is deeply intimate, deeply reassuring, and in the end, full of hope. So many of people in these poor, exploited communities that I have been to exhibit a cheerfulness and an acceptance which is both courageous and deeply, deeply impressive. That they're not allowing their human spirit to be conquered by the evil of poor government, of civil war, of violence. And they're going to, as far as they can, rise above it. But nevertheless, it is Lent that they're experiencing. And it is Lent that they go on experiencing day after day after day. And when we get to Easter Sunday, they know that the experience of Easter Sunday and the experience of their daily living are a long way apart. The passion and death of Jesus is the daily occurrence in their families, whether from malnutrition, from AIDS, from war, from targeted violence, from innocent death, whatever. That is the Good Friday that they all live. And the resurrection, yes, in word, in celebration perhaps, but in reality, it's Good Friday with a tinge of hope. But it is that tinge of hope that makes their Good Friday, their perpetual Lent, worthwhile, because out of that hope there is belief in the life after death. And that life after death is a life enlarged, a life made beautiful, a life enriched with all that is best, both in the human condition as transformed by the risen Christ, and in the wonderful splendour which is the creating God, in whom we find our fulfilment, our being, our life, our love, purified through Christ. That is the bright light of the resurrection, of eternal life, which lies beyond the structural Lent, the impoverishment and violence and pain of today and tomorrow. But it is still a hope that can keep them going through these difficult times. And those of us fortunate enough to be in countries of good government, respect for law, of a certain tolerance and peace, can see in those who lack those gifts, those necessities, those rights, an opportunity to enlarge our own appreciation of the little Lent that we have, and perhaps enable us to be more sensitive, more aware how lucky we are, and give thanks for that. And at the same time, remember in prayer and in charity those who do not share those benefits yet. Amen.